With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump delivering a Veterans Day speech at Arlington National Cemetery today.
Each of you has earned the respect and the gratitude of our entire nation. We love you, we salute you, and we will never forget what you have done to keep America safe, sovereign, and free.
The eastern two-thirds of the U.S. feeling some of the coldest weather of the fall season. Record low temperatures expected in the southeast.
Local governments across the South have opened heated shelters. Hazardous road conditions are affecting travel in Tennessee, Michigan, Indiana, and Wisconsin. Meanwhile, gardeners in the Midwest and Northeast are advised to protect plants as the growing season ends. In addition, wind chills in Florida might cause iguanas to fall from trees.
As correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting, the Senate has passed legislation to reopen the government, bringing the longest shutdown in history closer to an end. Correspondent Mike Hempen has an update.
The shutdown could continue for a few more days as members of the House, who have been on recess since mid-September, return to Washington to vote on the legislation.
We look forward to the government reopening this week so Congress can get back. Can get back to our regular legislative session.
The legislative package that appears on track to end the shutdown leaves out any clear resolution on the expiring Affordable Care Act tax credits.
Billionaire Warren Buffett has a warning.
The legendary investor says many companies will fare better than his Berkshire Hathaway in the decades ahead as Father Time catches up with the 95-year-old icon. But he reassures his audience that he does remain confident in his successor. The man, known as the Oracle of Omaha, reflected on life in a letter to shareholders where he also announced $1.3 billion in new charitable gifts to the four family foundations run by his children. Rich Thomason reporting.
This is SRN News. A famous Bible verse could get you in trouble in the United Kingdom.
Mick Fleming, a British pastor, has the full text of John 3:16 printed on the side of the van he drives, and he was recently warned by a police officer that he could be charged with a hate crime. Fleming, who posted the interaction with the cop on social media, says the officer politely warned him that the verse could spark a complaint by a citizen and could land him in court. The UK has stringent hate crimes laws that many say are infringing on religious freedom. Michael Harrington reporting.
Cornell University has agreed to pay $60 million and stop promoting the diversity, equity, and inclusion agenda in order to restore federal funding and put an end to investigations into the Ivy League school. The agreement is the latest struck between the Trump administration and elite colleges the president accuses of tolerating anti-Semitism and promoting transgenderism in the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. President Trump is threatening to sue the BBC over the way the network selectively edited his speech on January 6, 2021, omitting that he said he wanted supporters to demonstrate peacefully at the U.S. Capitol. Over the weekend, the head of the BBC and the news CEO both stepped down, calling the edit an error of judgment.
The BBC reports that it's received a letter from the president that suggests he might take legal action over the documentary. BBC Chairman Samir Shah has apologized for judgment error by the publicly funded national broadcaster. BBC Director General Tim Davie and News Chief Deborah Turness resigned Sunday for what they called mistakes.
In referencing the edit, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt has commented saying the, quote, purposefully dishonest, selectively edited clip by the BBC is further evidence that they are total 100% fake news. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.